whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 374 on Saturday, April the 12th, 2025. Or if you're here in Aussie land or future people like myself, it is Sunday the 13th. How are we halfway through April? I swear I say this every month, but Easter is next weekend. It's just crazy. Anyway, hello everyone. Hello chat room. We have got Chris, Zaya, Rod, Mrs. Rock Guru. Welcome, welcome. Not sure if anyone else is around and listening. Zep is somewhere. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Appreciate that. Giving of some of your time just to be here today. Thank you. Harding. There we go. Thanks very much. All right. I don't think we're going to have a massively long show. When I was going through the news on WoWhead, wasn't a ton. So if I've missed something, please let me know in the chat. But what we've got now, just bear with me. I'm going to swap scenes. Yay! It worked. Yay! That's always positive. Alright. So, the first thing that I've got is, that didn't want to do it. Why didn't that want to do it? Sorry, bear with me. It didn't want to pop up. Alright. Okay. First lot of information is patch 11.1.5. Release date is April 22nd. So, I had a bit of a look-see on the website. Why is that not coming up? I don't know why that's not working. Lee's probably done something. What have I done? Who wants to guess that I muck something up? All right, let's try that again. Okay, I got it to work. Yay! I got things to work. You guys can't see it, but yeah, it's fun. So, alright, so Blizzard says, this is on WoWhead, so Blizzard says that the 11.15 content update ushers in a host of new activities rolling out beginning with the launch of the update, with more to come in the weeks that follow. It all begins with the Nightfall scenario, UI updates with the new cooldown manager, and the Winds of Mysterious Fortune, bringing with it an in-game experience boost and reputation boost for character levels 10 through 79. So, on the screen, we've got the graph that shows the 11.1.5 content update. So, just a reminder that when Blizzard puts out a buff, like the Winds of Mysterious Fortune, a lot of times it is something that we cannot remove. So if it's one that you try and right-click it off your challenge tune and it does not go, then it is what it is. It's that bonus that Blizzard has implemented, and our challenge tunes won't fail because of it, because Blizzard has deemed this as being here, we're giving all players. So a challenge tune, we just have to, we just have to take it, basically, because if we can't get rid of it, then it doesn't disqualify a challenge tune from the challenges. Suck it and love it. Yeah, it's pretty muchly what it is. I mean, Blizzard makes these decisions, as we know. They've gone a lot more towards account-wide stuff, which we've had to adapt our challenge tunes to and the challenges to when Blizzard makes these, what would we say? When Blizzard makes these decisions that impact what we do, and obviously there are a lot of other people out there that do various other content, but for us as world challenges and the challenges that we run, we've had some major impacts to where we started off 10 plus years ago to where we are now, and we've had to roll with it, basically. So yeah, so April 22nd, when the patch goes live, so this is from a level 10 tune through to level 79. Now, they're also talking about things that we wouldn't have anything to do with. Nightfall scenario, horrific visions are coming in May. But the cooldown manager, I'll be intrigued about that. I have a lot of add-ons, as you guys know. A lot. I have cooldown add-ons. I think most of them are built into some of the other stuff that I've got. So I'll have to see if this will replace what I'm already using. Oh, show title right there. Yeah. Yes. So, it's one of those things. But again, we know that Blizzard has got this habit of taking add-ons the community have made over the years and implemented it into the game, which is great. Like, it's great for the game, obviously. Maybe not for the creators of those that make add-ons. I think a couple have gone on to work for Blizzard or are currently working for Blizzard. But don't quote me on that. I'm probably way off. Okay, so it just talks about the week of April 22nd. So wings. The wings. The Winds of Mysterious Fortune are in your favor, beginning April 22nd through to May 20th. So it's basically a month. Players can take advantage of the Winds of Mysterious Fortune 20% experience buff. That's huge. 20%. To get up to speed with their new or alt characters levels 10 through 79, this buff will also provide plus 200% major faction renown in Dragonflight zones and 100% select major faction renown in the war within zones. Ooh. Dragonflight. I need to go back and do some Dragonflight on later. Hey, Pussycat. What you doing? Do you want to come over and say hi to everyone? Want to come up? No? No. Okay. No. Cozzy says meow. That's about it. Yeah, so those that are, I guess, might be good for, some of us with our account-wide stuff, those that use not only our challenge toons, but, our normal toons, our scouts, all of that kind of stuff. So 200% for Dragonflight and 100% plus for the War Within. So that's interesting to know. Undermined factions are excluded from benefiting from this bomb, from this buff. Bugger. During this period, while in Dragonflight and the War Within zones, players below level 80 will also have a chance to gain mysterious satchels while looting creatures or as a bonus reward from quests. These satchels contain a variety of fun and useful items that can grant temporary stat boosts or visual alterations. These satchels can sometimes also include bonus gear appropriate to your level and specialization, and 2-hour 10% experience potions that stack with the 20% experience buff to maximum of 30%. So obviously, if you're playing a challenge toon, potions are not allowed. Gear, if it is not relevant to your challenge toon that you're running, so if you got a blue piece, obviously that wipes out every single challenge. But if you're running a green man and you got a green item that you can wear, then, cool. But again, please make sure that if you're running anything with auto equip on challenge tunes, don't. We do see that time and time again. And I know, I've done it myself where I didn't realize that, it was white, whatever the quest reward was like, yeah, sweet, that'll give me an update, an upgrade. You click on, you complete the quest, you haven't noticed that Blizzard's gone, boom, you can have that as a green, or you can have that as a blue, you got upgraded, and you go and you quip it on, and all of a sudden you've flagged yourself and you're out of the running for that challenge that you're running the toon on. We see it happen. It still happens to this day. So please just be aware if you're on a challenge toon. Anything that gives you any other buff is not to be used. All right. Experience potions are a bound item. God, that's a bound item, and can be consumed during the event or saved until after the event is over to be used on characters from level 10 to 79. Well, that's interesting to know. So they're not taking away that when the time period ends. So that's interesting. It's good if it's warbound because at least you might be able to, pop that in your warbound bank or send it to another toon. And especially if you're still, trying to level through those tunes that you're, like Chris said, you're trying to old. God, I'm having so much trouble speaking today, guys. Sorry. Words are hard. Yes. So, large alt army. Thank you, Chris. It's like all the words are there, but my brain's like, blah, blah, blah. Brain and mouth are not computing at the same time. Yep. So, for your alt army, obviously, you could utilize these. Just again, for your challenge tune, no. All right. Okay, the rest of the info on that is going to be not relevant, I'd say, to our challenge tune. But I'll leave the link. Oh, I didn't put the link for you guys. God, I'm so slack. Leader, what are you doing? It's like this is my first time ever of doing this. Do I know what I'm doing? No, obviously I've not had enough coffee today, guys. We better fix that. All right, everyone, grab your drink. Whatever you're drinking. Water, milk, hot chocolate, coffee, scotch, bourbon, beer, wine. Cheers. I did throw in like two extra espresso shots. Obviously, it's still not cold tea. Nice. What sort of tea, Mrs. Rockguru? Like, is it a English breakfast, peppermint? Like, what type of tea do you like? I must admit, when I have a tea, which is very rarely, it's normally like an English breakfast, or I've got another one. I've got another one that I quite like that Twinings does for Australia. It's like a Australian afternoon blend that is quite nice. Normal brown tea. But again, it's rarely have that. I don't mind. I do like chai. I have chai tea, but I use the chai tea in, I don't know if you guys have ever heard, there's a drink called the Dirty Chai Latte. So it's a chai latte with espresso shots. Hence, it makes it a dirty chai. So I make my own at home. I have chai tea. I have lots of espresso, obviously. I have lots of coffee beans and everything. So I make my own dirty chai. Sometimes I feel like that. Sometimes not. It just depends. But yeah, dirty chai latte is quite nice. So Chris loves chai. Yep. All right. Back to it later. What are you doing? All right. Let's go to. So that was about the new cooldown manager as well. So if you want to look at that, it'll be in the game menu, escape, selecting options, and then advanced options. So it's good. There's something to check out. Again, hazarding, I guess I don't know if it's going to be something that everyone will want. For me as a player, yes, I love seeing where my cooldowns are, especially if I'm doing, longer fights or things like that. I want to know when I can pop whatever it is I need to pop, for those spells that might have a cooldown. I want to know when I can pop them as soon as possible. Mostly with, I guess I'm going to say with leader, when I'm playing, you know, taking on a boss fight, something like that. Mr. GM put out a good video explaining the cooldown manager. Excellent. All right. Again, and I'm sure there's lots. I must admit, I've kind of been consumed with not watching a lot of WoW videos on YouTube this week. I've been invested in true crime and court stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on over in the States. All of this is like the States. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Also, there are some sick people in this world. Seriously. Hope we can move it around the screen. I hate things in the middle. It looks like select edit mode to access the HUD edit mode. It looks like there is, huh? Looks like possibly, yeah. So, but again, we'll have to play, you know, we'll play with it and see. Information about the week of May 20th, horrific visions. Obviously, that is not a Challenger thing. Don't even contemplate that. And then it's got the week of June the 3rd, Death Star. Oh, words are hard. Dastardly Juros. Oh, I am butchering everything today. 6 week event providing a variety of cosmetics, toys, even some dungeon items. Step up to take on animatronic versions of past bosses. Three hubs. Okay, so honestly, I don't know if that is going to be challenger friendly. I'm gonna say no. I wouldn't like to be taking an iron out to take on a boss. But I don't know if that's going to be something that needs to be in a group or whether you can just tag it. Mrs. Rockaroo says it's like the Ring of Blood or the Brawlers Guild. Okay, so yeah, again and again, you know, look, I know some people like to push the limits on what they can do on their challenge tune. And if there's something that you've pushed the limits on and successfully done it, like, I'm all for letting us know. But I know how I run a challenge tune, and the way that I probably push things is more that I'm playing when tired and falling asleep, as we know, that has happened. On more than one occasion. So yeah, so that's that one. Okay, we also have, so just bear with me, 'cause Lita thought she'd set this up, but obviously not. Not Lita. Add source. Add source. Let's just do it on the fly. Do it live. Do it live. Okay, we'll go. Okay. Do 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 do. Where am I? Boom! There we go. Okay. So this is talks about. There's a bit more information about the patch. SOD Phase 8. Miss Classic Beta. So it again, it's just, you know, a bit more information. I just grabbed both because I didn't know, you know, what you guys. Season of Discovery. Phase 8's now live. Sign up for Mists of Pandaria. Anyone playing Classic? I don't, honestly, I don't have time to. But yeah, for those that are D's, okay. Mrs. Rockguru says, I'm a coward with my challenge to stay away from any seriously scary stuff. Absolutely. I mean, sometimes you do whatever you need to stay alive and to keep your tune green flagged, That was, one of the main things I'd always find, especially with Fair playing her pacifist, and I would quite often see her because I'd hop on at my afternoon night time, and because it would be low pop server, not a huge amount of people, that's when you want to run a pacifist. Like, we know how dicey it can be with people with proximity kills and that kind of thing. That you don't want to be running a pacifist right in the middle of prime time, because there's a very real chance that something will happen and your tune will be flagged, and there's no flipping a flag. Normally, 99.9% of the time, there is no flipping a flag. So you get a proximity kill, you get a kill, you get a death, you've lagged. Again, lagging happens on servers when you've got a lot of people on. So, there's all those things to consider when looking at playing your challenge tune. Some people can manage it. I know with the way my internet has been crap these past couple of months, like I'm on Aussie internet, which is crap most of the time. Even though we're supposed to have like the best, it's not like it just isn't. So I have to be mindful of all of that when I want to run a challenge tune. And I can tell you, lately I haven't run any challenge tunes because one, my internet has been absolute garbage for the past couple of months, and two, time. Just time to do anything. Just seems to, I never have enough time. So, yeah. So fun times, as we know. Now the other thing, just bear with me. I'm going to see if I can let's just do this. The other thing, I don't know if you guys saw this one. Dark Moon Fair returns April 6, which it already has. Boost Cartel's renowned and Dark Fuse reputation turn-ins. Interesting. So it says, the Dark Moon Fair returns once again in patch 11.1, running from April 6 to April 18th. That's over a week. So if it started on the 6th and it's going to the 18th, that's like a week and a half. Dark Moon Fair normally only lasts that for the first week. Starts Sunday, goes till Saturday night, that kind of, well, for me, that's how it runs. It's Sunday afternoon for me and finishes Sunday morning most times if I'm trying to play the Dark Moon Fair buff on my normal tunes. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. They've got it down to the 18th. So it says complete profession quest for skill and knowledge, or boost your cartels of Undermine renowned or Dark Fuse solution turn-ins. So this hits before the other one. So maybe that's before they do the Winds of Fortune. Yeah. So I just, when I read it, I was kind of like, ooh. And again, to utilize it, if you're running a new challenge tune, you know, go and get your 10 gold. By doing, you can still do the back, forth, back, forth. So we'll have to see. Is that what the calendar says, Chris? Because I'm sure I saw that the calendar says that, but Wowhead, yep. But Wowhead's saying it's running to the 18th. Because I thought, I did have a look at the calendar too, and I thought, and I was kind of like, interesting. So, not really sure, but don't forget, if you're starting a new tune, if they're able to go down to Dark Moon Fair and do whatever turn in, obviously not for Bloodthirsties, no love to Bloodthirsties, we are well aware of that, but for your Irons, your Pacifist, your Working Man, Greens, you know, whatever you can possibly do to get a little bit of gold to help you tune out. It'll give you 16 slot unique bag, which is your Dark Moon storage box. You know, it's always handy to have that tune go down, even if you just, I've said it many times, even if you just go, I'm just going to prep a tune, I'm going to start this tune, I'm going to take it down to Dark Moon Fair, I'm going to sit it over here once I've done that and continue playing my challenge tunes that I've already got. Oh, boom, I just died, or I've just red flagged myself. Okay, well, I've still got, you know, I've got my prepped one over here that, sweet, I'll just swap to that, and off I go. You know? Yep, the 5 tokens for the bag, exactly. And, like, why not? Those little things can help. So, yeah, I thought it was very interesting. And again, you know, it's good to see they've got the profession shopping list there. I have that ingrained so much in my brain, especially for tailoring and cooking, that I have later, in particularly, prepped days before Dark Moon Fair hits, because I can tell you, as many times I've got down to Dark Moon Fair and I've gone to do the tailoring or the cooking and I've gone, God damn it, I forgot the bloody simple flour. So I have to go back up to Thunder Bluff every single time. So now I try and make sure the weekend before. I always assume that I've got it in my bag, Chris, every single time. Like, yep, I've got it. I don't look. I just go straight there. Yeah, I've got it. Because, of course, I had it from last month, but then I forget that I now don't have it. And I've got that much stuff in my bags. And I'm going to call them all, it's all necessities. I have the bare necessities in leader's bags that I don't have a lot of room. Because, you know, you've got to have your stuff for when you go and do your, you know, your digging. I want to dig. So I've got to make sure I've got my stones and all my stuff. That sits in my bag. All my fishing stuff sits in my bag. I have a tabard that you want to keep in your bag, because just because you've got cosmetic, the use-on effect is not going to work if it's cosmetic. So if I want to go to the Argent tournament, I need to equip my Argent tournament tabard so I can just boom get up to Argent tournament. You know what I mean? Like, I have a lot of stuff in my bag, in Leader's bag in particular, that people would say you don't need it. I go, yes, I do. I have got the note that one of my guild member who no longer plays WoW, but she's still around and I get to talk to communicate with her every now and again. Before I left Oceanic server, she sent me a note, and that's in Leader's bag always. I've also got my rabbit's foot. Every toon, whenever I get a rabbit's foot, I know it's a grey item. I can't sell it. It has to stay in my bag. I have my horseshoe, which is also another that stays in my bag. Am I superstitious? Maybe. Crunchy frogs are a good way to boost the cholesterol too. Absolutely. You know, a bit of protein cleans out the teeth. Bit tasty. Crunchy frogs are great. Love that quest. One of my favorites. Heister. So just some information. I don't know if you want to read it, but I thought it was interesting to see that that's what they put. Whether it goes until the 18th, again, Wowhead's saying it's going to the 18th. Maybe Blizzard's giving a little bit extra leading up to Easter. I don't know. But then, of course, we've got Easter coming. And, yeah, again, like, it's, and then we've got the patch. So, like, it's all happening. There's always something. Noble Garden, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. My brain is not braining today. It really is struggling with the whole braining. Let me have a look. I must admit, I completely forgot about to look up Noble Garden. I meant to, and my brain yesterday. So Noble Garden, they're saying, starts on the 21st this year. Start on the 21st at 10 a.m. Goes to the 28th. So we'll need to see. I don't know if there's gonna be new stuff. I must admit, I haven't fully. Let me put this in. Apply. Okay. There we go. Noble Garden. So the dates are saying up here, 21st to the 28th. So I guess we'll just see. Out towns. Looks like the usual. Doesn't look like. Let me see. Well, let me. It's not changing. All right. Just looking at. Will be in Donegal. Doesn't look like there's any new things. New toy. Didn't we get a toy last year? Okay. So yeah, I'm guessing we'll probably end up doing a blog post for it. It looks like it's running similar. I'll have to properly have a look. I'm pretty sure it's on the roadmap for being updated. Yeah, so again, it's coming. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. I'll have a better look at it maybe after I get the show done. I'll have a look and see what's coming and start prepping for that. I'm gonna think it's gonna be running pretty much the same as previous years, so it's more a repost of what we've already got on the website. So I guess we'll see that. So that's all the news that I found. I'm not sure if you guys have got anything that I've missed. Please let me know as I go on. I'll start on the state of the challenges because you know me, I've been blabbing on. And we're 40 minutes in and we're still going. So we'll do the state of the challenges. Okay, let's go. All right, standard challenges. We've got our irons. And again, apologies if I butcher names. One, I'm already having trouble speaking today. So if I mispronounce your tunes' names, apologies. It's what I do. I'm not very good at sometimes sounding things out. All right, irons. We got 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we have got Sharon at level 31. I thought that was awesome. We've got a tune named Sharon. That is fantastic. Number 9, we've got Zazu at level 36. 8, we've got Loppet at level 38, RIP. 7, Iron Articus. I think that's it, level 41, RIP. Number 6, sorry, Iron Rose at level 44. 5 is a Ralph Wurr at level 44. Number 4 this week is Jackton at level 70. Number 3 was Ralph Wall at level 70, RIP. I'm pretty sure they were both the same spelling, so that person must have lost the big tune and re-rolled. So cool. Well done for re-rolling, and what an awesome effort to already be at 44. Number 2 is Barbeat at level 71. And number 1 is Iron Heffy at level 72. Right, Bloods. We had 4 Bloods. And I had to laugh at this because, again, I don't know if this is Tarko. Because it's not on Tarko's normal server, but maybe it's another server that she's on. I'm not sure. Tarko, if you're around, tell me. No one else may want to know, but it's kind of like I'm intrigued. So, number 4 is it Tarko? Exactly spelt exactly that at level 26. But number 3 is, and it's the taco, the backwards taco that she normally does, which is, and I always get sedulacious taco. Sorry, taco. It's taco at level 37. Anyway. It's her normal tune, and I'm pretty sure that tune's on Wormrest. So I was like, I know that's Targo. At number 2 is Silver Hell at level 50. And number one is Bluthalist at level 68. Alright, pacifist. We had three pacifists. At number three, we had Polite Kovaski at level 17. Number two is Shonlef at level 25. And number one is Harmless at level 60. There was no Working Man tunes this week, which I kind of went, what? I was like, I don't have one. Okay. All right, I'm going to have to find that. Shonaf? Mrs. Rakuru, did I get that right? Shonaf? Yep, okay. Working Man, we didn't have any this week. Greens, though, we did have seven Greens. So, at number seven, we had Kesha at level 12. At six, we had Leika at level 14. Five, we had Green Dolan at level 14, RIP. Number two, we had Doc Holdrickle at level 15. Number three, we had another Green Dolan at level 24, RIP. Number two, we had Storm Ridery at level 29. And at number one, we had Storm Ridery at level 54, RIP. So they must have re-rolled, but there was different spellings on that. Tins. We had two tins. We had Ferrum Hoof at level 25 and Latinha at level 72. Teams. We've got one iron team. Mystique is level 30. Well done, Mystique. Go, 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 go. We had no blood team, but we did have a Green Man team. I say did. Agency Tourist got to level 73. But RIP, I was like, damn it. So I'm not sure what's happened. Someone died of the team. So sorry to hear that. Like, level 73. If you're around, let us know what happened. I know, I kind of missed playing teams, but, I certainly caused a few of those team deaths. I know that for certain. But, so it's great to see so many challenges being played. Well done on everyone who made it through the week. Commiserations. We lost a lot of tunes this week. That is a fair chunk of tunes that we lost right across the board. So commiserations. But for all of you that get back on the challenge train, challenger horse, whatever you want to call it, well done. All right, chit chat. The only funny that I was trying to find something that I haven't used. And I don't think I've used this one before. But there's a lot that I know over the years that I've used. But this one is more a, I don't know if you really call it a pun, but it's probably, let's just say it's part of my motto. And it is summoning coffee for that extra spell power. Yep. They are actually words to live by. That's words I live by every day, multiple times a day.
Coffee is my blood.
Exactly. All right. Now, the last thing I want to mention while we're having our chit chat, and again, if you've got a joke, a funny, anything, pop it in the chat now and I can read out. But I notice I've got some spots available that I can put some more emotes on the Twitch channel. So if anyone has any ideas of what might be good to add in, please let me know. And also ideas for the emojis for Discord. Let me know. Sometimes it's like my brain just doesn't want a brain and I couldn't think. So, if there is something, please reach out, let me know, let the mods know. They can let me know. 'Cause I don't, I mean, I can put a million and one coffee things on the channel. I can put more challenge tune stuff. I don't know. If there is something in particular that you go, oh, leader, we really, it would be really helpful to have this on Twitch or this for in Discord. Again, please let me know. I'll have a think about it. The mods, again, if you guys can have a think about it, can come back to me at any stage. It's a matter of trying to look for something that will fit for me to resize and something that I don't have to draw. So yeah, so if you've got any ideas, please let me know. So that's both for Twitch and for Discord. That would be great. Okay, anything else before we close up? Did you like I changed my, hang on, I'm going the wrong way 'cause everything's backwards. Okay, I changed my, oh my God, later. Script. What do you call it? I changed that up to make it maybe, I don't know, I might play around and do different ones each week, I'm not sure. And then I thought I'd make it black with the yellow for our Iron Elites scrolling across, because I found the yellow with the blue, like it just seemed to fade. So I thought if I do the black with a bit of yellow around, normally with my lights, it normally goes like a bit darker when I've got the black, when I've got something with a black screen. So I'm on Wowhead and I've got a black background, so it cuts it down. But if I go back to my show notes, which is white, even though I've also got the black background, the page is white, so so it reflects. And I thought having that, the yellow and the black might be work better. It didn't really work as well with the black with the blue, so I thought I'd just try and change things to make it a little bit more, hopefully, color-friendly for the stream. But again, if you've got any ideas, let me know. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants, trying to see how things go. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. And, you know, sometimes it's me learning as well. Like, I learnt how to get it to scroll across the screen. It's only taken me bloody, 10 years. You know, you can't rush these things, guys. You can't rush these things. Anyway, alright, well, again, all our Iron Elites are rolling across the screen. Massive thank you to all of you for contributing and keeping our lights on for the website. That is where all the money goes, whether it's for subscriptions, whether it's bits, any money that comes in, everything goes to paying for the website. So thank you. I know Zion and Rod have been doing some background stuff and doing some tweaking and stuff. Again, thank you to our code wardens for keeping things running with the website and the checking and all of that. We appreciate both of them immensely. And for my team of wonderful mods, thank you for being around. And as much as things are slower than they have been in other, probably, expansions and things like that, just to have you guys around and to, you know, answer any questions that come in, thank you, because I know I'm not always around with working and life and all of that. So thank you. All right, don't forget, Easter is next weekend. So Noble Garden will be coming. I'll look at sorting something for that. What else? Next show will be on the April 26th, so 2 weeks, 7 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, I don't know. If anything comes in, we've got 11.1.5 coming. Like, there's a lot of stuff. So we can talk next show about how things went. Everyone can let me know how you went with your Easter. Those that celebrate, chocolates, rabbits, all of that kind of thing, let me know. Don't forget, we've got the website, which is our wowchallenges.com. You'll find all the information for our socials. I mostly post in Discord, Twitter, Facebook, and Blue Sky. I try and just do some basic stuff on Blue Sky. It's a little bit, I can't schedule stuff on Blue Sky, which is annoying, but I certainly try and make sure I've got scheduled all the stuff for Twitter and Facebook. So things like when the next show is, and have all of that kind of done, prepped to let you know, next show, that kind of thing. So yeah, if you want to find me, I'm around. There's places, Twitter, Discord, they're probably the main things. So please reach out if you've got any questions, something you want to share, jokes, coffee, trivia, whatever, whatever you want. But again, thank you very much, guys, for hanging out with me today. I do, again, appreciate it. I can't believe we should know, after all this time, lead up. It's going to be a short show, guys. Too busy, chatty, McChatty. Leader Chatty Chatty McChatty. That's my new name. So again, thank you very much. Please, everyone, have a wonderful Easter for those that celebrate. For those that don't, just have, you know, stay safe, be well, all of those things. Chatty, yeah. Other than that, yeah, I think we're good. So please stay safe both in and out of game, and I will catch you on April the 26th for the next show. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.